Shalom to all. Today's office around Chazav Kuf Dalet, and we are starting a little bit into the Amud with a brand new Mishnah. And today's office sponsor, Leon Nishmas, Marsh, Mirim, Sarah, Bas, Biakam, Moshe, Hernish, Shama, should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah is taking the following for granted. We know that a lot of Karbonos come along with Nesachim, often translated as wine libations, namely, wine is brought along with them. And it begins by discussing by a person donating just Nesachim, just wine. And as we're going to see in a moment, the Mishnah's understanding, the one can't just donate a random number of Lugan of wine. The amount has to correspond to the Nesachim of an animal, even though they're not necessarily donating the animal along with it. It's just plain wine, as well as to have the potential to be brought along with an animal. So that's what the Mishnah tells us. Ein misnadvin loig shnayim v'chamisha. One is not a misnadiv. He can't donate either one loig, two lugan, or five lugan of wine, because there are no korbanos that require that amount of wine to be brought along with them. Aval misnadvin shloisha v'arba v'shisha umishisha l'mala. A person could donate three, four, six, or from six and above, this amount of lugan could be donated. Why is that? Well, because three are used for a lamb, four for a ram, six for a par, and beyond six is all combos. Rashi points out. The seven would be a lamb-ram combo, eight is two rams, nine is a lamb-par combo, 10 is a ram-par combo, and 11 is two rams and one lamb. And so that's how one can donate this amount of wine. Says the Gemara Yibalu, that's the following question. Yesh kevel nesachim, oy ein kevel nesachim. Do we say that nesachim are keva, they're set, they're fixed, or no? In other words, when a person donates nesachim, does he have to bring that entire amount together, or is he allowed to divide it up? We've already discussed this. Hey, chitam, what's the situation? Kigan, for example, the da'isich hamisha, meaning where he donates five. So iyamr, the ein kevel nesachim, if you want to say that there's no keva, it's not fixed, it's not set, they don't all have to be together. So what does he do? He takes four of these lugin and is makar of them because they're fit for an aisle, a ram. That's just used for nedava. What's nedava? So that means either it's sold and the money is placed to one of the nedava boxes in the Beis HaMikdash, which we're going to learn about in just a moment, or the wine itself is combined with two other lugin and it can be used, for example, for the carbon tamid, which requires three lugin of wine. Now the Gemara continues with the other side. If you want to say there is a set, a fixed amount of nesachim, when he donates a particular amount, he can't break it up into small denominations. Well, then ad malilhu loikarvi, until he fills it up, meaning until he takes his five lugan that he donated and adds another one to make it six, it can't be brought, because six is the number for a par, as we had said in the Mishnah. Until he has six, he's not able to bring it. Bottom line is, my, what's the din? So Rabbi Abai says, Tashma, let's learn from the following. We have Mishnah Maseches Shkalim and other places as well, which discuss the 13 different shayfrais, which are chests or box that are shaped like shayfrais in which money is put into. And what does the Mishnah over there say? Shishal and Adava, that six of these 13 are for nedava, they're for donations. Now, for Amina Kenegan Me, we say, what do these correspond to? The answer is Kenegan Meisr Chatos, Meisr Shamos, Meisr Sham Nazir, Meisr Sham Metzayro, Meisr Kinin, Meisr Michas Chayte. Each one of these boxes for a different Meisr. Meisr means the remnants or the leftovers. We're not going to go into detail, but the general idea is that a person designated a certain amount of money to be used for a particular carbon. There were some left over because perhaps he found a good price or the price dropped of those carbonas, so he has some leftover money. That goes into one of these six boxes. And here's the Raya of him, Isa. If it's really true that Ain Kevlon Asachim, and when a person donates five lugan, for example, he could use four for an aisle, and then one is left over. So let's consider for Achrina, why not make another shayfer so that we should have to have another box in the Beis HaMikdash? Can I get Meisr Nesachim? That would be for the Meisr Nesachim, any leftovers would go in there. And the answer is, it must be that yesh Kevlon Asachim, and when a person donates Asachim, they have to be used all together and can't be split up into smaller amounts. My answer is, no, it's not a raya. Hanoch Nadav Sibur Azli. These, meaning leftover monies that we mentioned before, go into one of these six boxes. That's for Nadav Sibur. They're to be used for the purchase of particular types of korbanos sibur. However, hani, this leftover wine of nesachim, shchichi, actually has a very common use. Asher to mitzdarfi, demar b'hadi adadi, we can combine this person and that person's together, v'karvi, they can be brought. In other words, as we'd mentioned before, it is possible to say that ein kevel nesachim, a person could donate five lugan, four of them are going to be used for an aisle, and the remaining one, instead of having to be sold and the money put in a special box, let's just leave it in the Beis HaMikdash for a little bit, and for sure, we're going to have some other wine left over from some other carbon, and they'll be able to pool them all together and use that for a carbon, because we're always needing wine for an asachim, as there's no reason to have another shayfer in the Beis HaMikdash, so no raya. Now, Amar Rav, Rav comes along and he says, Tashma, we have attempted raya. The pasuk tells us, Ezrach, as in Kala Ezrach, Yasa Kacha, as Eila, Lahakrav, Ishe, Reach, and Chaych, Lashem, and this is referring to Nesachim. Now, this is really extra because we already have psukim to talk about the Nesachim, so why do we have to have another pasuk? The answer is, Malam Shem Sazim Nesachim, this teaches us that a person could donate Nesachim, he could just donate plain wine, and Vakama, how much is he able to donate? Shleshes Lugan, three Lugan. Now, Minayin Sheimrat Zal Hosef, Yosef, how do we know if he wants to add on to three lugan, he could do that? Tell him the answer is because the pasuk says yihyeh, and there's an extra word as well, and that tells us he could add on more than three. Now yachol yifchaz, you might think he's allowed to donate less than three, so to that tell him the pasuk says kacha, so shall be, and that tells us leikuva, that he can't donate less than three. So now we clarify this. My Yosef, what does that mean that he's going to be adding on to three? Elim, if you want to say arba v'shisha, that he could add on to the three, making it four, or add on to it, making it six. Well, why is that a chiddush? Why do you need a special drasha for that? My shna shloisha, the chazal keves. Why is it any different that when he donates three, that can be used for a keves? Well, arba v'shisha nami chazul ayil par. If he donates four or six, that's fit for an ayil or a par. So there's no reason to have a special drasha to tell us that if he wants, he could donate four or six. Of course he could. That's a perfect amount to be used either for an ayil or a par. Elalav chamisha. It must be the drasha is coming to teach us that a person could donate five lugin of wine. And what do we learn from here? Ushma mino in kavla nusachim shma mino. This is a clear raya that there is no set or fixed amount that nusachim have to stick together. He could donate five, use four of them for an ayil, and then the other one could just be left around, combining it or pooling it with some others to join up with another carbon. Now, Rav Ashi asked on this, we didn't learn like that in the Mishnah. What do we say in our Mishnah? One can't donate either one leg of wine, two, or five. Now, what do we see from here? Ketani chamisha domid shnayim. Clearly, Mishnah is grouping five lugin along with two. And ma shnayim d'loy chazu klal, av chamisha nami d'loy chazu klal. Just like two lugin can't be used for anything because that's simply not enough, well, then we would say that five, which is used in the same sentence, also is not able to be used for anything, which must mean that yesh kavala nesachim. Answers the Gemara, midi iria. Is that really so? Is that how to read the Mishnah? Hakid isa v'hakid isa. This is referring to what it's referring to, and that's referring to what that's referring to. In other words, when the Mishnah says you can't be misnadev two, so that means you are not able to be misnadev two, period, because two can't be used for anything. However, five, even though maybe lechatchila you should not be misnadev because you can't use it for anything, if a person was misnadev five, that's okay. It does count as an adava. Four could be used for something, and the one could be used for something else, and there's no issue, so that's not a question. Now we continue discussing this. Amar Abaye Abaye says, "Im tim sloimer in kevel nesachim." If you want to say that there's no fixed or set amount for nesachim, that even though a larger amount was donated, it could be broken up into smaller amounts, so then ha in kevel nesachim is no kevel nesachim, and it works out perfectly, as we really just explained in the previous gemara. Now im tim sloimer yesh kevel nesachim. If you want to say there is kevel nesachim, then when he donates wine for nesachim, that amount has to be kept together. So anasara pshitali. It's obvious to me, says Abaye, that up until 10 works out perfectly fine, as we had explained in the Mishnah. If he donates 7, that's fine, because that would be a lamb-ram combo, or if he donates 8, so that would be 2 rams, so on and so forth. However, achad asar kuftal on biz on top, mi bayali. What about if he donates 11? That's my question. My, what's it then over here? On one hand, gavrel shnei parim kamachavin, do we say the person intended that he wants his nesachim to be for 2 parim, and v'adim ha'alhu loik harvi, until he fills it up with another loig, because he only donated 11, and we would need 12 for 2 parim, so he's not allowed to bring it until he has another loig? I don't know, perhaps, l'shnei elim v'keves echad kamachavin, maybe his intention was that he wants this 11 to be used for 2 elim and a keves. 2 elim is 4 and 4, that's 8. A keves is another 3, so that's 11. And what's the suffix over here? Tre mechad mina v'chad mechad mina minon oiloi. Do we say this could be used for 2 from one min and 1 from another min? Again, that'd be 2 elim and 1 keves, or maybe we don't say that. My, what's it then? And we conclude, teku. One of Mishnah, which is similar to the previous one, mesnad bin yayin. As we had just said, we are able to misnadiv wine. A person could donate just plain wine. However, ve'ein misnadiv shemen, a person cannot donate plain oil. Oil always goes along with a mincha. He can't just donate plain oil. The Rebbe Kiva, that's Rebbe Kiva's opinion. Or Rebbe Tarfon, he says, misnadiv shemen, a person could misnadiv oil. And why is that? So Rebbe Tarfon explains, ma'matzinu b'yayin shuba chayva ubanudava, just as we find by wine that it comes as a chayv. When a person donates a carbon, he has to bring wine along with it, but he also could donate it plain as an adava, as we just said before. So af shemen, shuba chayva ubanudava, just like shemen, which comes as a chayv along with the carbon, he could also just donate plain shemen. Normally, Rabbi Kiva told Rabbi Tarfin, "Loi, that's not so, because imamar to be yayin. If you want to say this by wine, you could just donate it plain. That makes sense. Shekein karvim chayvasa b'fnei atzmai. That's because even when it's brought with its chayv, it's still brought by itself. When a person donates a carbon, so he has to bring nesachim, he has to bring wine along with it. That wine is still brought by itself. It's not brought with the carbon. Well, talking about shemen, do you want to say the same thing applies to oil? Shein a karvim chayvasa b'fnei atzmai. It's not brought with its chayv by itself. When a person donates a carbon, so he has to bring a mincha along with it, so that mincha comes with oil. The oil's not brought by itself, it's brought with flour. So you can't compare the two." And that's Rabbi Kiva's response, Trib Tarfin. Another din the Mishnah tells us, Ein shnayim misnadiv isarin echad. Two people are not able to donate one isarin of flour as a mincha. Aval misnadiv oilu shlamim, but they could jointly donate an oilu or shlamim. We could have two partners in a carbon oilu or shlamim. And va'oif afilu prey da'achas. When we're dealing with a bird carbon, they could even donate one small little bird together. Even though it's pretty insignificant, it's a small little bird, no problem, they could donate it together in partnership. The Gemara tells us, Rav Rava says, "Mitivar shneim nilmaid." From both of them we learn, meaning from both Rebbe Kiva and Rebbe Tarfon, we learn that misnadev adam mechas nesachim chol yom. A person could be misnadev a mechas nesachim every single day. A mechas nesachim is a regular mincha of flour and oil along with wine. And they both agree that if a person wants to donate the whole combination together, not a problem. He could do so. Asking Rav Pshita, that's obvious. What's the chiddush? Why should he not be able to? The answer is, Mal the table, Mom might have thought that mechas adava gali barachmana hani chamisha menachas in tfei loy. Then we're talking about a mechas adava. Then when a person donates a mincha, there's five different menachas that the Torah lists. that one could donate. That's called soiles, machlas, marcheshes, chalos, and rekikin. Those could be donated. So one might think that one is not able to donate anything else besides one of these five. Kamashman, the chedesh is that hani mili bestaba. That's only when a person says stam, I'm going to donate a mincha, so he has to give one of these five menachas. Aval hecha de parish, parish. But if he expressed himself clearly that he wants to give a minchas nesachim, which is not one of these five, it's a mincha that comes along with wine, so then he's allowed to do that, and that's what the chiddush is. We explain the next part of the Mishnah where we had said, Ein shnayim sadvin, that two people are not able to donate a mincha together. Ask the Gemara, my time, why not? Elim, if you want to say, Mishum tachsev takriv, that's because the pasuk says takriv, and this is used in the single lashon yachid, that you, the individual, shall bring a mincha, and that's how we know that two people can't bring one mincha together. Well, elanami, haksev, yakriv, by oil as well, it says yakriv, and that's lashon yachid, but we had said in the Mishnah that two people could donate oila. Ela oila my time, so why are two people allowed to donate an oila? Because it says la'ilay seichem, and that's lashon plural. Well, then mincha nami haksev lemincha seichem. Mincha as well has this plural lashon. So the Gemara says you're right. El mishum tachsev ba. Rather, it's because the pasuk says about mincha nefesh, which literally means a soul. It says v'nefesh kisakrev karban mincha lashem, and that tells us that only one person can donate a karban mincha. It can't be done in partnership. And tana mehachli brass just like this. Rabbi Yom Rabbi says the pasuk says asher yakrev karbani l'chol nidrei hem l'chol nidvaysam asher yakrivu lashem. What do we learn from here? Hakol ban b'shotves. All sorts of karbanos can come b'shotves. Because this pasuk is lashon plural, talking about many people, and lo yisilek akasav ela mincha, the pasuk only excludes mincha, shenemar, because the pasuk says nefesh, and that's referring to one person, not multiple people. Now we take this idea of an individual donating mincha one step further. Amar Yitzchak says, "Bnei manishtanas mincha. Why is mincha different? Why is it unique? Shenemar ban nefesh, because it says the word nefesh about it. Amar Kosh Baruch Hu Hashem says, "Midark lohavi mincha. Who's the type that usually brings a mincha? Ani, somebody who's poor. All he has is a little bit of flour and oil to bring. Still, malani olav kiilu hikrav nafshei lefan." I treat it as if he brought his very nefesh in front of me, and that's how precious carbon mincha is to Hashem. That's where lashon nefesh is used. And Rav Yitzchak says, "Manishtanas mincha shenemar ba chamisha minei tigon alalu." Why is mincha unique? That there's five different types of tigon that's said about it. Literally, the word tigon means frying. However, over here we're just referring to something brought with oil. In other words, the question is, why is mincha unique? That we have this simple carbon of flour and oil. Also, the Torah is saying that there's five different ways to bring this very simple carbon of flour and oil. And the answer is mashal melech basav dam. It's mashal to the king of flesh and blood, Sha'asolai Ayavai Su'uda, the one of his friends, his loved one, made a su'uda for him, via Deabai Shu'ani, he knows the fellow's poor. Amrulai tells him, Asay li min chamisha min tigun, I want you to make me five different types of tigun, Kidei She'anim imcha, so I can get benefit from you, that's going to be the way that you're able to serve me, and it's the same thing with an ani and his carbon mincha. Hajjum al Chamanachas Vanasachin, Malzar finishing the 12th paragraph of Mesechus Menachas, just as we started to finish this paragraph together, we should start to finish the entire Mesech together, which is pretty soon, and of course, all of Shas together. And without further ado, moving on to the last parak of the Masechta. The Mishnah tells us, let's say a person says, Harei alai yisarayin, I take upon myself to bring an yisarayin, which we know is the minimum amount of a karban mincha, so yavi echad, he brings one. Let's say he says, Yisrayinais, I'm going to bring multiple yisarayins, so yavi shnayim, he brings two, because two is the minimum of multiple. Now let's say a person says, Pirashti, I expressed that I'm going to bring a mincha, but any day ma pirashti, I don't remember the number of how many yisarayins I'm going to bring, so yavi shishim yisarayin, he brings 60 yisarayinais, and that's going to cover for any potential number, anywhere between 1 and 60. As we've learned previously, the largest mincha the one can bring in one kli is 60, and so that's the maximum number he could have said. And even if he really had just said one or two, so fine, one or two of the esrainos in this kli are considered his mincha. The rest will just be considered nadava. Everything works out. Now, let's say a person said, Harei le mincha, I'm going to bring a mincha, yavi ezesh yirtze, he can bring one of the five that he wants, no problem. As we had said, there's five times menachas, silas, machas, marcheshes, chalas, and rukikin, and so we can bring one of those five. Now, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda says, yavi mincha sa silas, he should really bring a mincha silas, shimiuchas. Menachas, that's the most unique, it's most special of menachas. Another situation, let's say a person said, mincha oy min ha mincha, I'm going to bring a mincha, or a type of mincha, so yavi achas, he brings just one. Let's say he says, menachas oy min menachas, I'm going to bring plural menachas, or plural type of menachas, so yavi shtayim, he brings two. Let's say he says, pirashti, v'ini days mehen pirashti, I know I expressed I was going to bring a mincha, but I remember what type I was going to bring, so yavi chamishtan, he has to bring all five types, and that's going to cover his neder. Another example, let's say a person says, pirashti mincha shel esrayinim, I express that I'm going to bring in a mincha of esrayinim ve'ini yadei kam pirashti, and I don't know how many esrayinim I said I was going to bring. So yavi shishim yisarin, he brings 60 esrayinis. Now Rebbe Yami Rebbe argues and says, yavi minachas shal esrayinis me'echad v'ad shishim, he brings multiple minachas of esrayinis from 1 till 60. In other words, he brings a mincha of 1 and then another mincha of 2 and a mincha of 3, so on and so forth, all the way up until 60. And that's because Rebbe holds kviyah d'mana milsa, that we pay attention to the kli itself, and that officially establishes how much the person should bring. So he can't just bring 60 in one kli and say that even if the mincha that he had promised wasn't 60, so whatever extra esrenis are here are just an adava. It doesn't work like that, according to Rebbe. Therefore, every single permutation of a mincha has to be brought in a separate kli, and we're going to see more about this in the Gemara. First, the Gemara asks, pshita, it's obvious. Of course, if a person said arei lai yisarain, he brings one yisarain. What's the chiddush in that? So we answer, esrenis yavi shtayim tzrich lei. It's really regarding the next case Mishnah, where a person says esrenis, so he has to bring two esrenis. That's really what the Mishnah was getting at. Ask the Gemara, hanai pshita, that's also obvious. We know that the minimum of plural is two, so if he says esrenis, he has to bring two. So that's not a chiddush. So the Gemara answers, you're right, mias esrenis shtayim tzrich lei, and really that's not the proper girsa of the Gemara. The real girsa is the next word in the Mishnah is pirashti, ve'ini yodei ma pirashti, that really the whole lead up of the Mishnah is necessary for that case, namely where a person said, I expressed I'm going to bring a karb mincha and I don't remember how many esrenis, so he has to bring 60. That's the main chiddush of the Mishnah, and you're right, the first two cases are not a chiddush. We continue, the Mishnah said, pirashti ve'ini yodei ma pirashti, yavi shishim yisarin, ask the Gemara, man ta'ano, who's the ta'ano of this part of the Mishnah? Amar Chizki says, the like Rebbe is definitely not like Rebbe. The Rebbe, if it would be like Rebbe, who we know is the end of the Mishnah, well, Amar, he had said, yavi minachas shel esrenis me'echad v'chishim, that he has to bring many different minachas from 1 till 60. So the ratio of the Mishnah definitely can't be like Rebbe. However, Rabbi Yochanan says, afilu tema Rebbe, the ratio of the Mishnah could be like Rebbe. It could be referring to a case where Ba'ayim, the person had said, peirashti esrenis avoloi kavatim b'kli. I said I was going to give him mincha, but I did not set them in the kli. Then in this situation, demaisi shitim esrenis b'shitim money, that he could bring just 60 esrenis, he would have to divide them among 60 kalim, which means he can't put them all in the same kli, because again, Rebbe holds, you can't put 60 esrenis in one kli and say that whatever here is from my mincha is from my mincha, and the rest is an adava. However, again, in this situation, since he said, loy kavatim b'kli, Rebbe does agree, he would just take 60 esrenis, not more than that, and all he would have to do is divide them among 60 separate kalim. We're sorry for the day, pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.